Welcome to Perspectives, a new podcast from Physicians Practice. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Drew Boxler, editor of Physicians Practice, and your new host. Every 2 weeks, we will explore key areas of a successful, thriving, independent practice. We'll hear from experts in the industry regarding best practices for billing and collections, answer your top coding questions, analyze current legal trends and malpractice landmines to avoid, as well as look at the hottest tech innovations to increase productivity and enhance the patient experience. Let's get started. Establishing a streamlined collection outreach process is essential in order to keep your practice running. It is your main source of income, after all. However, this critical operational area is not necessarily the easiest to master. You can either attempt to communicate due payments yourself, or rely on firms to do the heavy lifting for you. Whichever you choose, you will need to ensure that communicating payments is performed with the utmost caution and patient's care in mind. One of the surefire ways to make payment outreach most effective? Empathy. To learn a little bit more about the concept of empathetic collections and the best ways to streamline collection outreach, we spoke with Jacob Corleone, CEO of Capital Collections Management. Thanks for joining me today, Jacob.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Drew.
So how did you first decide to establish Capital Collection Management? Because I know you're a co-founder.
Yeah. So our whole premise behind, behind wanting to create this is, you know, we believe that far too long the collections industry has had a black cloud over it. So that's kind of our call to action is we wanted to really change the face of that. And our whole tagline is forget everything you know about other debt collection agencies. You know, our people are customer centric. We talk human. I know it sounds cliche, but our belief is that a debtor should be treated with empathy and provided a concierge experience so that we can get them back on track and get them back to that valued customer state for our client. And our business is kind of built on the premise of we're rethinking, reimagining, and recovering an industry that's vital to our economy.
Yeah. Do you work more with payers, directly with patients, or both?
Yeah. So as of today, we don't really focus any on the payer side of the business. So our focus is mainly the patient out-of-pocket bad debt expense.
Okay. How do you think practices should approach that collection outreach?
Sure. Yeah. So our whole approach and what we really preach when we talk to our clients is really being proactive. So we start with the education of the patients on the front side with their estimated out-of-pocket expense. We really tell our providers that they should consider implementing a down payment requirement, offering third-party, financing solutions. And it really needs to be, a different approach than just sending out statements and changing the color over the aging. And it's really, kind of getting to more of that, engaging with them through multiple channels as well. It's using SMS, email, calls, and web portals to really engage with the patient in the, in the new technology that we have today and really, honestly, how they want to be communicated with.
Yeah, your site also mentions that you have a first-party and third-party approach. What would be the difference between those, and what do you recommend for independent primary care practices?
Yeah, so in terms of our the two different approaches that we offer is one, you have the first-party approach, which is a softer touch. It looks and feels like the office. It's handled under the physician's brand, and it's for accounts not in default. We have a third-party option, which is handled in our agency's brand, and that's for accounts that could be either in default or not in default. When you look at, what we recommend for, a primary care practice, it really depends. So on that first-party side, at least, every practice is different. So they have different staff levels. They have different staff experience. So if they have a really comfortable firm staff that they're comfortable handling those initial soft collections, then, we suggest just really boosting up their capabilities there and their training and their process. And then really where our recommendation comes on that front is having a third party agency come in and handle the accounts as they become further past due. And this will really alleviate the administrative burden associated with additional, that additional collection time needed. And really we find that it provides a better staff experience on the provider side.
Yeah, certainly. When communicating, what is the right tone or the best approach?
Yeah, so when communicating, we're looking at in terms of a tone, it's really confidence. So the individual who's talking on that phone really needs to exude confidence, because that will build trust. And really, when you're in this collections realm, you really want to make sure that you're building trust with that individual. And then, you're using different tonalities throughout that conversation to engage in empathy and compassion. We like to call it smiling through the phone, as really kind of what we do as a premise. And we find that really puts a good tone from our collector perspective that's cascaded through, through that. And then, when you're looking at how you do things, it's really that empathetic and compassionate approach.
Yeah. When a practice is looking for a collection agency, what are some red flags you think they should be looking out for?
Yeah, so not so much. I mean, we'll touch a little bit on some of the red flags, but kind of overall, what we'd like to suggest to our clients, it's really not settling for a cookie cutter agency. There's a lot of agencies out there that will have a way that they do collections and try to fit you into their box, and it's very stagnant and stale. What we do is we really provide that concierge approach and really look at ourselves more of a partner, and not just a vendor. So when you look at the agencies, you want to make sure they're reputable. Do they have a compliant culture, and are they up to date with state law and collection law updates? Look at their consumer complaints, look at their consumer compliments, look at their client testimonials, make sure they're licensed and bonded in the areas that you need them. And then really trying to dive in and focus on, are they going to protect your brand? Do their cultures align with yours? Do they use the latest and greatest technology? And really understand how they're going to engage and how they're going to interact with your patients, and are they using that empathetic problem-solving approach, or are they just sending, statements and reporting credit and waiting for somebody to call back?
Yeah. Do you have any final advice for practices to ensure their teams are, communicating with that empathy and that confidence?
Yeah, I mean, again, it from our perspective, and what we really preach when we go in and give the consultative approach that we offer to our clients, one of our services is really that consultation side of the business, and then we can come in and handle the collection side as well. But we really focus on the process. So looking at, is the process well documented? Does the staff know how to do everything? Is there coaching? Is there training? Because it's very important. You just can't say, hey, here your task today is to go and call these 20, 30 accounts that haven't paid yet. It really takes a honing of skills to be able to do it successfully. And then, with that, it takes active listening skills, effective communication skills. You really want to come up for success in terms of being able to talk about somebody's financials. And because it's a problem-solving approach, which is what we take within our agency. It's looking at that whole individual, taking that empathetic and compassionate approach, and really finding a solution to the problem of them not being able to pay that bill. And that might be, looking at different options and payment plan capabilities, and go ahead and getting something set up. And then really, taking it that next step with the staff, and it's that accountability. So, we see it a lot in our agencies, which is, we're holding our staff accountable. We're doing call audits. We're doing, we really look at everybody in terms of, collection KPIs and things like that. So what we see when we go into a physician's practice or a lot of our other clients is there's not a real focus on the numbers and the interaction. So there really needs to be that overall focus on looking at your AR as a revenue, and looking at the staff that's focused on that, as well as the agencies you have focused on that, to really make sure they're performing in the way that they should be, and engaging with the patients that the way you would want them. And that's through call audits and things of that nature.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us, Jacob. We really appreciate it. And thank you all for listening to this First Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. We hope you subscribe or you listen to podcasts, rate us, and let us know what topics you would like to hear more about. This podcast is produced by the team at MJH Life Sciences. For more practice management insights from the top experts in the field, be sure to visit www.physicianspractice.com and subscribe to our newsletter. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Stay safe.